Unit 8-1, Elements of a Typical EHR System, Part B. Different types of server elements combine to make an EHR system. Typical server elements for an EHR system include an application server, or a group of servers, which house the EHR or patient management application. A database server, where compiled patient data is stored. A Citrix or terminal server or servers, which support thin clients. Thin clients are computers that require the server to fulfill much of the system's functional role. A computer terminal is an example of a thin client. It holds no real computational programming. Instead, it is programmed only to focus on graphically displaying information requested from the server by the user. In some cases, application, database, and terminal services may reside on the same computer system. However, due to the potential performance requirements of each service, this is not recommended except in the smallest of workplace environments. The Institute of Medicine lists 8 crucial core server elements for an EHR system. These include health information and data storage components. That would be a database or a series of databases. Results management, which is essentially software that actively manages the results, particularly lab and radiology results, that come into the EHR to assure that they are seen and dealt with appropriately by the clinician. Order entry and management, which is designed to effectively route clinician orders to the proper destinations. Decision support, which is a computer logic that presents information to help clinicians make correct decisions, such as displaying relevant reference information on the screen while orders are being written, or popping up warnings if a drug order appears inappropriate based on the patient's known allergies. Electronic communication and connectivity software, which allows the various applications to talk efficiently to one another over a network. Patient support, administrative processes, and reporting and population health management software. Vendors often supply additional modules and components customized to meet the specific needs for individual organizations and practices. We've defined servers and their role. So what does a client do? EHR systems make medical records available to multiple simultaneous users. Tablets, laptops, and PCs allow instantaneous access to the healthcare staff who move around in the healthcare centers. Clients use client application software to securely connect to and pull data from the EHR server to fulfill user requests. After receiving the requested data, the client software then organizes and displays the data in a manner that the user can efficiently view. Using an EHR system to read and write to a patient's record not only is typically done through a workstation, but depending on the type of system and healthcare setting, may also be possible via mobile devices that are capable of interpreting handwriting. Let's talk briefly about hardware found in an EHR system. Hardware can best be described as the nuts and bolts that make things work. The physical components of servers, workstations, laptops, the boxes and all the stuff that goes inside them are all hardware, as are printers, scanners, routers, and switches. Having the proper hardware to run your EHR system is just as important as the software components. Without the proper hardware, the system may not run as efficiently and may exhibit compatibility issues. Some of the hardware components most often attributed to EHR systems include servers, workstations, laptops and tablets, PDAs, which are also known as portable digital assistants, and smartphones, flat panel monitors, scanners, storage and backup devices, including tape drives, shredding devices, and medical diagnostic and treatment devices. These are just some of the major hardware components you'll find in an EHR system and the network it operates on. A server, in the hardware sense, is a computer designed to efficiently run server applications. in the EHR arena, that includes the patient index, where the patient data resides, the patient management software, and various modules designed for the parsing of user requests. They also may house user management tools for making administrative changes to the software, including updates and error correction. As stated earlier, a server essentially serves other computers on the network. It typically houses applications and databases required by desktops and laptops to access information or run centralized programs. Because servers are a critical infrastructure component, they are usually located in a protected environment, not generally accessible to the general public. Servers are expected to run pretty much continuously throughout their entire lifecycle. Most enterprise-level servers are known to be very fault-tolerant and come with built-in redundant hardware systems to ensure reliable operation. In many healthcare environments, even a short-term failure can be more costly than the purchase and installation of such a system. Most of these systems come with hot swappable accessories, that is, parts that can be changed out without turning off the server to minimize downtime due to failure or maintenance. Servers come in all shapes and sizes. You should consult with your IT staff, hardware and EHR vendors, and/or consultants to determine the hardware specs required for your organization. In general, your server should be extremely reliable, with as many built-in redundancies as possible to minimize system downtime. Data storage is a critical component you will have to address when deciding on the installation of an EHR system. The storage requirements of an EHR system are largely dependent on the specific EHR or patient management application and the volume of scanned documents. For a typical practice, a rule of thumb is to expect 5 gigabytes per year per provider. It's important to discuss your patient load with your vendor to determine your short and long-term storage capacity needs. Some things to consider when choosing a server include the brand. Is the brand of server considered reputable? How are the reviews for a particular model you're looking at? Do they provide a warranty consistent with the institution's needs? The operating system. Is the server designed to work well with the operating system needed to run the EHR software? The processors and processing speed. Typically, the higher the processor speed, the faster the computer can make computations. Are the processor specs in line with EHR requirements? Additional items to consider include RAM, or random access memory. That's the working memory of the computer. Computers use RAM to store short-term computations. Additional RAM allows the computer to work with more information at the same time, which can have dramatic improvements over system performance. The hard drive configuration is important too. Is there enough hard drive space to accommodate your expanding storage needs over the next year? How about the next 5 years? Will it support redundant hard drive configurations such as RAID 5? Bearing in mind that many RAID configurations dramatically increase the amount of hard drive space needed. The network card. Does the network card adequately support the amount of network traffic expected on the server? Is there the capacity to add an additional network card or cards? And options for load balancing. Last but not least, think about other accessories for your server, including the monitor, keyboard, CD or DVD drives, and UPSs, or uninterruptible power supplies, in case of power outages. Generally, a laptop or notebook is a portable computer with a traditional screen without touch input, and physical keyboard, meaning input methods are similar to a fixed workstation and generally consists of keyboard and mouse, and or touchpad. A tablet, on the other hand, is a portable computer equipped with a touchscreen and, in some cases, a stylus and intended to offer an even more mobile computer for when laptops are impractical or unwieldy or do not provide the needed functionality. Tablets usually use wireless interfaces to connect to the network. There are three types of tablets available. Slate tablets, which resemble writing slates, are tablets without a dedicated keyboard. For text input, users rely on handwriting recognition software via an active digitizer, or touching an on-screen keyboard using fingertips or a stylus. Convertible tablets have a base body with an attached keyboard. Typically, the base of the convertible attaches to a display at the single joint called the swivel hinge or rotating hinge to allow for a 180-degree range of rotation. This type of tablet is pictured on the slide. Booklet tablets have two separate screens and fold like a book. Both laptops and tablets make use of rechargeable batteries to allow for several hours of extra mobility in the workplace without the use of a power cord. For smaller practices, the added cost of a server infrastructure may not be warranted. Hosted solutions are available for such situations. When considering a hosted solution, these variables should be considered. The cost. Internal servers mean higher initial costs, but external or hosted servers means monthly fees. Consider whether monthly fees will eventually outpace the costs of purchasing and maintaining an in-house infrastructure. Management. Internal servers means staff is needed to implement and manage them and perform software and hardware maintenance and backup duties. External or hosted servers mean the customer is dependent on the vendor for scheduled maintenance. Power. With internal servers, your organization is capable of utilizing the full power of the server, whereas with external or hosted solutions, customers may often share resources and connectivity. Internal servers give your institution the ability to control the speed of and connectivity to the servers. External or hosted servers are in remote locations, and connectivity means they may be shared with other customers, reducing the speed available to you. Let's take a couple minutes to discuss client hardware. Fixed workstations are one of the most prevalent client systems in today's healthcare setting. A typical workstation is a high-end microcomputer connected to the computer network via a wired or cabled interface and intended primarily to be used by one person at a time. Workstations, also known as desktops, can run a variety of operating systems, including Windows 2000, Windows XP, Windows Vista, Windows 7, and some flavors of Linux. Personal digital assistants, or PDAs, and smartphones are devices that combine computing, telephone, and networking features. Like tablets, most PDAs are pen-based, using a stylus rather than a keyboard for input. PDAs and smartphones allow users to remotely access patient data pretty much from any location with connectivity. They usually also contain other software specific to the user's taste. They offer similar advantages and disadvantages to laptops and tablets. Many providers incur the expense of mobile devices since they support personal notes and applications, phone capabilities, and calendar. Integrating PDA and smartphone support into the existing computer environment may require additional hardware and other infrastructure resources. Let's discuss briefly the network the EHR system will sit on and use to communicate with its users. First, let's define a network. A network, quite simply, is a collection of computers and devices connected by communications channels that facilitates communications among users and allows users to share resources with each other. It generally uses wired cabling and a protocol called Ethernet to communicate between the various components. Ethernet uses physical wiring to connect devices. Frequently deployed devices include hubs, switches, bridges, and/or routers. Additionally, wireless LAN technology is designed to connect devices without wiring. These devices use radio signals as a transmission medium. Some additional terms you should know include LAN, or Local Area Network. A LAN connects workstations and servers within a single demographic location. A WLAN, or Wireless Local Area Network, allows users to connect to the network through wireless communications. Quite often, we refer to this as Wi-Fi. A WAN, on the other hand, or Wide Area Network, connects workstations across multiple locations, oftentimes great distances. Another term to be aware of is point-to-point, T1, and fractional T1. These are all dedicated broadband lines that connect locations in a WAN. Bandwidth. That's the rate of data transfer, usually measured in bits per second. A VPN, or virtual private network, is a way of securely accessing a specific network over the Internet. And a firewall is software or hardware that prevents unauthorized access to the network by monitoring network traffic. It may also include VPN and virus scanning. As this slide illustrates, a local area network is defined by a single demographic location consisting of, typically, a building or grouping of buildings which are supported by a single network. Here, server rooms, wiring closets, and individual desktops and laptops are connected through a variety of methods to comprise a local area network. A wide area network, or WAN, on the other hand, is usually used for connecting computers and other network resources spanning a wide geographical area. WANs can be used to connect cities, states, or even countries, often using a variety of methods to ensure redundancy or security. In this instance, the corporate offices are connected to both its regional offices in Raleigh, North Carolina, and its Tokyo branch office through its wide area network. Your network infrastructure must be able to reliably support the data requirements of your EHR application. Insufficient network capabilities will degrade application performance and increase the risk of user rejection. Some things to consider when assessing network usage. For instance, how many users will need simultaneous access to the network? And what are the bandwidth requirements? That is, the flow of data that can traverse the network at any given moment for that EHR system. In particular, special bandwidth needs of scanning equipment and other medical equipment factor into this equation as well. This is a question for your vendor. Also, sufficient connectivity between internal resources and remote resources, such as satellite facilities. In most healthcare settings today, the wireless network has become a prominent medium for connecting a wide range of devices to the EHR system, making access to patient records even more efficient. Before adding additional wireless infrastructure to your system, however, be sure you have adequately addressed these wireless needs for the short and the long term, because many IT departments have limited experience at deploying wireless systems in an enterprise environment. It's important to have a consultant conduct a wireless connectivity survey to ensure adequate coverage throughout the entire facility and to adequately address any potential wireless bandwidth issues. Also, as demand for remote off-site access continues to grow, be sure to explore with your vendor how efficiently the EHR system will integrate with your existing VPN network.